Welcome to Florida Matters More, the podcast for Florida Matters, WUSF Public Media's show about the issues and events that Floridians care about. I'm Robin Sessingham, host of Florida Matters. Support for Florida Matters More comes from the National Foundation for Transplants. Right now, hundreds of Tampa residents need an organ transplant they cannot afford. Join National Foundation for Transplants, an organization providing financial relief to transplant patients for more than 35 years. Visit transplants.org to learn more. This week on Florida Matters, we talk about the film industry in Florida. Florida canceled its tax credits for filmmakers in 2016. And now industry observers say some big productions are moving to places like Georgia, where they're still giving out big financial incentives. But several studies have come out saying support for the film industry might not be worth the money, including one from Florida's Office of Economic and Demographic Research that showed a return on investment of just 18 cents to the dollar. We're continuing our conversation with Sarasota Herald Tribune reporter Jimmy Gertz, Tyler Martinolich, Hillsborough County Film Commissioner, and Tony Stopperin, a filmmaker based in Sarasota. The politics of this are interesting because Democratic gubernatorial candidate Philip Levine was very strong on this, very critical of Governor Scott. He was very critical of Governor Scott for using financial incentives to attract other businesses to Florida, but he thought that the TV and film production industry was different, and he said he would offer incentives for that. And as Jimmy, you said, Andrew Gillum feels the same way. They felt like it was very important for the tourism industry and would bring it back. But as I said, surveys to people that work in the industry say, no, they don't really see it that much. So what are you saying? Tell me what do you think about the political landscape?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting topic, too, because it's not your clear-cut partisan issue, really. Democrats generally are in support of a state film program, and Republicans are kind of split. You know, one of the co-sponsors of State Senator Annette Tadeo's bill, Joe Gruters, he's a Republican in Sarasota, very strong. You know, he's worked with the Trump campaign here in Florida. So he's a strong conservative, yet he's very much in support of it. And
is it because he's from Sarasota and it's a big deal there and
it's part of
the culture?
Sort of. I mean, one of the things he said is that he himself was a fan of Bloodline. So he was one of those tourists who actually, you know, took a vacation to Key West to see the location. So he has some firsthand experience, I guess, in the tourism money. No, it just becomes like a financial issue. And I mean, even, you know, Rick Scott, as you mentioned, he supports incentive programs. He hasn't been super strong on bringing back a film program, though. So it's one of those issues that splits people, and it tends to be financial conservatives who are strongest against it. Richard Corcoran, for instance, the incoming speaker-designate, Jose Oliva, is also, you know, opposed to incentives and film incentives. So it's not one of those issues where it's like one side or the other. There's an actual split, but the people who are opposed to film incentives politically are strong enough and are powerful enough that they've kind of been able to help prevent it to come back.
Well, don't you think that if they were seeing a positive return on investment, I mean, they're pro-business, these conservatives, that they would be all for it, but just what they're saying, what they're seeing is not a positive return on investment. 18 cents for every dollar spent is what they're seeing. And I know, Tyler, you don't agree with the studies done, but that's really all we have to go on at this point.
Sure. And, you know, and going back to the study, I mean, they're applying metrics that might work for a corporate headquarters relocation for Amazon, but doesn't necessarily fall in line with the business model for film. So it is a very flawed study. But, you know, in terms of being split Democrat or Republican or what side of the aisle you fall on as far as film incentives go, I think you also have to look at campaign contributions. You know, an AFP, America's Prosperity, is strongly against most forms of incentives and certainly film incentives. But it's funny that the Koch brothers are also an interest stakeholder in Pinewood Studios, which is the largest studio in Georgia. And you see that AFP and the Koch brothers have gone after other regional film incentives and either gotten them capped or taken away, which benefits them directly by leading more productions to Georgia. I find that interesting. And if you look at some of the
I don't think the Koch brothers are looking at making their fortune from
to be fair, they're beyond wealthy already, but it does impact their investment directly.
They give money to AFP, but maybe the Koch brothers themselves think it's fun to be involved in the film industry.
That's
so
fair.
It is a fun and exciting industry to be involved in. I don't think they're trying to make their fortune that way, but, you know, I see the point that you're making. And you feel, Tyler, that some sort of state-sponsored tax incentive program is important to a really large and strong film industry in the state.
I do. Again, you know, we're still going to benefit from the smaller movies like a Moonlight or a Florida Project, but those movies are in the $1.2 to $5 million range. It'll employ a couple people for a couple months, but that's not building a new studio. It's not bringing new equipment into the state. You need larger, sustained productions, and not just feature films. It'd be great if we could get The Avengers here, but it's really long-term TV series like a Bloodlines that was shooting down in the Keys, or a Burn Notice, which was shooting over in Miami, or The Glades. It's the long-term TV series that really contribute to the local economy and really brings up the infrastructure that's needed to sustain work in this state. So without that incentive, yes, we'll get these smaller productions, but over time we're still going to slowly lose more and more of our crew and our equipment base. And once they're gone, it's great that another Florida project might come here, but now all of a sudden they're going to have to bring in equipment from out of state. They're going to have to bring in filmmakers from out of state.
It becomes less and less enticing
to
come film here. I see what you said, especially for the big productions.
Yeah.
So Tony Stopperin, you're a filmmaker in Sarasota. Let's talk about support you are getting. I know you work with Ringling College. They have a studio lab there that...
I did. I was the head of the studio lab up until I left to work full-time on my feature directorial debut. Mm-hmm. They've got a brand new 8,000 square foot soundstage, a new post facility that's coming up. It's an incredible complex. So they're invested in the industry that their students could go get employment in their own backyard in mm-hmm. Sarasota County. It received a $1.7 million grant from the county. $1.75 million grant for the post facility. So a lot of what I do in being a Florida-based filmmaker is take advantage of the resources that are in my backyard. So I'm not chasing projects that I can't put into a post facility that opens in November. That a filmmaker isn't agreeable or amenable to doing some post work where I live, because I'm not disingenuous or going to speak out of both sides of my mouth. But when I did my film in April, 1935 India, I thought about Georgia. I thought about a 30%. I met the minimum, but I was able to reach out to all the resources that I had available to me in Florida to go, I can make this cheaper than what I would get
if I had to still travel
everybody mm-hmm. there to make another world. I can make that world here and rely on passionate people from the film commission down to a PA at Craft Services that want to see this film made where they can pay their bills.
So are you from Sarasota originally?
No, I'm from a tiny farm town on the Canadian border in Washington State.
Okay, so did you end up down here because of Florida State?
Of Florida
you got
State.
Your master,
yeah,
your
so
MFE at Florida State.
Yeah, my wife and I, we packed up, drove across the country for grad school, mm-hmm. and fell in love with the Gulf Coast, fell in love with the Sarasota community, and we've since bought a house, had two kids, and saw, at least in Sarasota, and in the last 5 years, I've been able to see a much bigger Florida film industry. I serve on the executive board of Film Florida, that this is where we could start a career and not have to live above a liquor store in Los Angeles trying to have a career that I'm at currently, that my ability to scale with by bootstrapping it or just by effort, I've been able to get five films made in the last 6 years. I've been able to be part of a program at Ringling College that is thinking similarly. We can make something that can be different, new, and have a tenable result in the community.
So Ringling is trying to bring in professional filmmakers to work with their students, right?
They are. So the benefit to a student and to the college is come, Kevin Smith, come do a feature film, because now my students get a professional credit before they graduate. The artist Kevin Smith gets to make the film that he wants without all the studio oversight.
And also cheaper, I would think.
And cheaper. So there's mitigating factors between an army of students learning and the support from the Sarasota community. So that is available, and there's a rebate within Sarasota for quality and spend. It's capped in Sarasota, but there's a rebate for what you spend.
Yeah, Sarasota has a lot of support for the arts, don't they?
It does.
They're culturally. Are you an arts report? Jimmy, what do you usually report on? Business, arts?
So I'm an entertainment reporter, which means film, music, television, and then also bars and restaurants, just all around entertainment.
So you decided to kind of look at the business side of it in Florida.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, what was interesting to me was the idea that most of the time when you hear about the Florida's film industry in the news lately, it's about the fact that it's, you know, we don't have a state film program anymore. All these big budget productions have left. And that's all completely true. But I was also seeing that we were having success with stuff like Moonlight, Florida Project. I was seeing that Kevin Smith was making a movie in Sarasota's Ringling College. So I kind of just wanted to do a survey of just how is the Florida film industry existing and surviving without the state film program.
And maybe those smaller movies wouldn't have – would they have qualified before anyway? Maybe they weren't big enough to even
– Some would, some wouldn't. If you're saying like there's a $500,000 minimum spend, for instance, something like Moonlight could have, but the director of Moonlight didn't want to go to Georgia. And then I talked to some people who made movies for like $50,000 where, no, you're not going to qualify for that kind of incentive.
Are you seeing, Tony, are you seeing other genres come into Sarasota? Like, are there music producing studios? Is there places for video game, electronic production, kind of things like that?
Yes. There's a small contingent of people that do sound, that have a music recording studio. There is the Cadillac of complexes that will open in November at Ringling College, Ringling Studios. Its post facility is second to none, state-of-the-art sound stages. So there is the infrastructure and brick and mortar.
And that's for film you're talking about, not really, not necessarily a music producer.
But you could, but on their master suite, they could put a symphony orchestra there and mix and record in their new in their new post facility.
Wow. So where did
incredible.
The money come from for that?
Ringling College is a private institution, so it's a private collaboration for venture between SEMCOR Productions, which is David Shapiro out of Scarsdale, New York, and Ringling College, that the venture between Ringling and SEMCOR can drive production from video game sound to animation, feature film, TV series, web-based content, that needing to have that facility there was the missing ingredient in the community to have production.
And that's private, but the state is putting money into this, not in tax incentives anymore. But Tyler, do you get any money from the state tourism agency to your film commission, or do
they go to
the local?
Our tourism is not funded through either the state or the TDC dollars or bed tax dollars.
The film commission,
the film commission
in Hillsborough County?
Even though we're located under Visit Tampa Bay, we're actually funded almost entirely by the county and the individual cities that we represent. So we're not getting necessarily direct state dollars. It's being funded through the municipalities we represent.
Okay. And then how many people are in your office?
Two.
Because when you were describing on the show, you were describing the work that you do, it seemed very time intensive to read through scripts and then figure out what would be the best places for them to film.
It is. So, and just to give you an idea, and again, we're not doing the same, you know, magnitude of a film as like an Avengers, but Georgia did 455 productions last year. Between Pinellas County and Hillsborough County, which I represent, so just our little Bay Area, we did almost 400 productions.
Wow.
So again, they're not the same size as an Avengers, but you know, a $500,000 Publix commercial, you know, they're going to have a crew of 124 people. They're going to have two RVs. They're going to have, you know, just a ton of ancillary equipment, trucks, props that they need to bring in. That's a lot of work just for one commercial that we have to logistically look at and figure out, well, how do we fit all this into a small street in Hyde Park? You know, it becomes very much a time suck. But the two of us in our office, we seem to manage it okay.
It's fun, too, I would think.
Some days.
It seems like it'd just be fun, you know, just working on movies.
It is until it's 5 o'clock and, you know, some fire's going on somewhere. In some cases, it's a literal fire that you have to put out. But, you know, it's challenging and it's rewarding. And it's rewarding in the sense that I know most of the film community here locally. I've worked in the film community here in Tampa since 2008. So I'm not just putting some faceless person to work by helping to bring these productions here. These are people I've probably worked with at some point, or I know or interact with. So you know, that extra bit of hustle on a Friday might mean that two extra people get a job that weekend, and it's worth it for me.
That's Tyler Martinovich, the Hillsborough County Film Commissioner. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you.
Jimmy Gertz is a reporter with the Sarasota Herald Tribune. Thanks, Jimmy, for being here.
Thank you.
And Tony Stopperin is a filmmaker who is based in Sarasota. Thank you, Tony.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Listen to Florida Matters on the radio Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WUSF 89.7. You can always find it online at wusfnews.org. I'm Robin Sussingham. Come back next week for another episode of Florida Matters More. And subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher.